This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Light rain and snow likely in hills and mountains over next 3 days. Snow and rain affect general life in Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Nepal signs agreement to receive climate finance up to $55 million from the Leaf Coalition in recognition of its efforts for forest protection. And India and the European Union set for landmark trade deal amid US tariff uncertainty. Now the news in detail. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said that a western low-pressure system will influence Nepal's weather over the next 3 days, bringing cloudy skies, light rain and snowfall, mainly in the hilly and mountainous regions. Today, the high hills and Himalayan areas of Sudur Paschim, Karnali, Lumbini and Gandaki provinces will remain mostly cloudy. Light rain or snowfall is likely at a few places, while one or two hilly locations may also receive light rain. Other parts of the country will see partly cloudy to fair weather today. During the night, clouds will continue over the hills and mountains with a chance of light rain or snow at few places in Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali high-altitude areas. Tomorrow, the forecast is for the weather to gradually improve. Most parts of the country will remain partly cloudy to mostly clear, though light rain or snowfall may still occur at a few places in the high hills and Himalayas. By Monday, morning fog is expected at some places in the eastern Terai region. The rest of the day will be generally fair with partially cloud cover over the hilly and mountainous regions. However, light rain or snowfall may still occur at one or two places in the high hills of Karnali and Sudur Paschim. The department has advised the public to remain cautious as the weather may affect daily life, tourism, health and air and road transportation, especially in mountainous areas. People are encouraged to follow regular weather updates issued by the division. As a western low-pressure system continues to influence the country, snowfall and light rain have affected daily life in several hilly and mountainous districts, even as farmers welcome the much-needed moisture. In Sudur Paschim province, normal life in hilly areas, including Baithari district, has been disrupted since yesterday night. Snowfall has blocked the Dasarath Chand and Jai Prithivi highways, bringing transport services to a halt. Electricity supply in parts of the district has also been affected. Baithari police spokesperson Inspector Surat Singh said efforts are underway to restore road connectivity and power supply. Snowfall has also been reported in Darnildhura, forcing the closure of Bhimdatta Highway. Similar conditions have been observed in highland areas of Darchula, Bajang, Doti and Darnildhura districts. Meanwhile, snowfall has also disrupted travel in Rukum East, where the Midhill Highway has been blocked at the Lukum Patihalna section. Several buses travelling from Kathmandu have been stranded due to continuous snowfall. According to DSP Uma Shankar Prasad Yadav, a police team led by Inspector Himraj BK has been deployed to clear the road. Chief District Officer Sita Pariyar said coordination is ongoing with Pune Rural Municipality and preparations are being made to remove snow using heavy equipment. While the snow has affected daily life across these regions, farmers have welcomed the season's first snowfall and winter rain. Due to lack of rainfall over the past 4 months, winter crops, including wheat, had begun drying up. Staying with weather and climate, the government of Nepal has signed a landmark agreement to receive climate finance up to $55 million from the Lowering Emissions by Accelerating Forest Finance Leaf Coalition in recognition of its efforts for forest protection. With the signing, Nepal has also become the first Asian country to access climate finance from Leaf Coalition. The Leaf Coalition is a global public-private shared initiative comprising over 30 noted international companies and the governments of Norway, the United Kingdom, the United States and South Korea Republic. Signing the deal on Friday, the Ministry of Forest Environment has reaffirmed its long-standing commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Nepal is the first government to offer correspondingly adjusted carbon credits to private sector buyers through the Leaf Coalition, allowing these credits to be used for compliance schemes like the Singapore Carbon Tax and CORSIA aviation emissions. Today marks the International Day of Education. January 24th has been observed as the International Day of Education since 2019 following a call by the United Nations. This year, the day is being observed worldwide under the theme, The Power of Youth in Co-Creating Education. The right to education is enshrined in Article 26 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Similarly, the 1989 Convention on the Rights of the Child has also recognized the right to education, emphasizing the need for broad access to higher education. While formulating the agenda of the Sustainable Development Goals, the international community acknowledged the crucial role of education in achieving sustainable development. Goal number 4 is exclusively dedicated to quality education, focusing on inclusive and equitable education and promotion of lifelong learning opportunities for all. Even in Nepal, our constitution guarantees right to education as a fundamental right. According to UNESCO, at present, 250 million children and adolescents worldwide remain out of school, while the number of adults lacking basic education stands at 763 million. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, onto some international updates. India is preparing to finalize a major free trade agreement with the European Union, described by leaders on both sides as the mother of all deals. European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will attend India's Republic Day celebrations next Monday, where trade talks will be a key focus. According to the BBC, the negotiations come amid ongoing uncertainty over US tariffs, with Washington having imposed 50% duties on some Indian goods. Analysts say the India-EU deal signals Delhi's intent to diversify trade and strengthen global partnerships beyond the United States. The agreement, which could be officially announced on 27th of January, is expected to become India's 9th free trade pact in 4 years. For the European Union, it offers a way to reduce dependence on China, while India gains new avenues to offset US tariff pressures. The pact will also restore India's preferential access to the European Union market under the generalized system of preferences, boosting exports from developing countries. Leaders say the deal would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for a quarter of global GDP, further strengthening economic ties between India and Europe. At least 7 people have died and more than 80 are missing after a landslide struck West Java province in Indonesia. According to the BBC, the disaster hit the West Bandung area early Saturday following days of heavy rain. More than 30 homes were destroyed as mud and debris buried residential areas, according to the country's disaster agency. 24 residents were safely evacuated from the affected village of Pasirlangu. Authorities have issued alerts for flooding, landslides and extreme weather across the region. Local news images show homes engulfed in mud and debris, highlighting the scale of damage. Well, that's all the news we have for the bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Light rain and snow likely in hills and mountains over next 3 days. Snow and rain affect general life in Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Nepal signs agreement to receive climate finance up to $55 million from the Leaf Coalition in recognition of its efforts for forest protection. And India and European Union set for landmark trade deal amid US tariff uncertainty. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.